Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A Greek prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territories of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, advanced a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." Him be saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from the territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside. And they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine. Let us enter them." And he led them. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incidents in the town and throughout the countryside, and people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there clothed in his right mind, and they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incidents explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him, but Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity had done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today the Gospel gives us a different sense of mission. Many times we've thought we have to go out to be a missionary to spread the Gospel. That's true. But another way is to stay in home, in a hometown, in a house, to witness the love of Christ for you. And this is one of the mission job we are assigned to. So thank you, Jesus. You choose us in a different way, no matter in the family or going outside. Always, when it's the will of God, it's always fruitful. Jesus, thank you for choosing us to follow you in a different way. Jesus, tell us we are secured in your sight. Jesus, we trust in you.